Erwin, Perek Zayin, Mishne Yud. Bakoil, Ma'arvin, Umishtatvin, Chutz, Menamayim, Menamelach. This is very similar to the Mishnah that we had in Perek Gimel, because it's the same din. Except that over here, there's a Tesefes Dvar. Over there, it said, Bakoil, Ma'arvin, Umishtatvin. We're talking about Eruvei Tchumen over there. Mishtatvim refers to Shitufim, a voice that could be done with every type of Mozoin. That was the discussion over there. And the Mishnah elaborated, Legabi, which other dinim and shas do we say everything is considered mozoin? Chutz min amayim u'min amelach. So the line over here in the Mishnah, Vakol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim, chutz min amayim u'min amelach, is really just a repeat of over there. That's not why the Mishnah says it by us. The Mishnah says it because by ma'arvin u'mishtatvim over here, l'cha'oira, we're talking over here about Eruvei Chatzeres. We're not talking about Eruvei Tchumen. That Perek Gimel dealt with Eruvei Tchumen. So look what the Mishnah says. Divrei Rebbe Eleza, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua's Chalik, Kikor Hu Eruv. So either you're going to read the word Bekol Ma'arvin, that's going on Eruvei Tchumen, that's what the Rav says right away, or really what the Mishnah is saying over here is a certain ribuy of Bakoil in Divrei Rebbe Eleza, Lafuke Rebbe Yeshua. That's klar, and we mentioned this a number of times, that the kula of being ma'arav with anything, any type of mozen, a chavish al yayin, a bag full of apples, is only by shetufim a voice. Being ma'arav eruv chatzeres needs pas. The machlokes over here is that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need a whole pas, you need a dovah sholem, kikahu eruv, as opposed to Rabbi Lezer, that holds that a prusa, that a piece of bread, as long as it has the requisite size, is enough. Afilu mafe so, even if you're talking about big goods that are bigger, so tremendous loaf of bread, chasen chala, vihi prusa, if it's not a sholem, ein ma'arvin bo. Mashenkin kikor bo iser vuhu sholem, if you're talking about a very tiny, the size of a coin, of a kikor vuhu sholem, if it's a sholem, then ma'arvin bo, you can make an eruv. So here the Gemara explains that if you're going to be ma'arv with a prusa, it's going to create an eva between the parties. Everybody's looking at what everybody else is bringing. One person's bringing a sholem, one person's bringing a prusa. So they disallowed prusa, it shouldn't make machloikis. Now, what the Gemara points out is that where's shaykh machloikis? When people are in closer quarters. In one chotzer, people are living together. They cook together. They do laundry together. Mavoi, shitufim mavois, Haloid, people are living in different chatzeres, so nobody's looking what anybody else is bringing. It's not your next door neighbor. You're not looking over your shoulder as much. So there's nokshash eva, over there there's avada nokshash. So this is halacha dafka by eruv. Again, like we said, shetufim voice, you can definitely do with a prusa, and you can really do without lechem. Eruv chatzeres, you need lechem, and here's the machlokes. It's very reminiscent over here, of course, of another place, where you could discuss is something better when it's bigger or when it's whole. Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is also the same type of halacha. And just L'saber Sa'ezin, there's a famous discussion between two G'dayle Bali Musa. One had learnt in Slabotka and one had learnt in Kelim. Slabotka, the emphasis in their chinuch was on gadlus, on bigness. And the emphasis by Kelim was on Shlemus. You don't have to be as big, but make sure that everything inside you, everything about you, stims. Everything is Sholem. And the Kelimer said that you see that in Halacha, when you need a Lechem to be Mevatzeah, to make a Bracha on, the Kepeda is not on the size, the Kepeda is on the Shlemus. So that's where Kelim had its Moshul from. Slabotka said back that somebody could be perfectly formed and shaped, but if he's too small, he's a midget. Ve'in l'cha mum g'dayla from somebody being a dwarf. Good. Ashak v'tayir. Just an interesting note. The Rishonim over here, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Poiskim, the Alocha, and so on, the Ramah brings already in Shin Samach Vav, is that the minig was that if they had a chotzer, they would go around to every apartment, and they would take from each resident kemach, and they would bake one big challah. L'chayre, first of all, who says it works? They're not taking from each party lechem sholem. They're taking l'chayre pieces that are turned into one big. So that's fine. As I stated in Rishonim, that's cool as long as you make a lechem sholem from it. What's interesting is the chayr over there. There's no eva. They goyve kemach. The eva is one person brings a bilkula, a davar shalem. The other person brings a broken off crust of bread. No, you're cheap. I'm stingy. I'm generous. V'chule v'chule. That's eva. People bring kemach. What shayach eva? Afilaki. The tzura of the din was the chazal were koveya that there should be a lechem shalom. That stays. So when they use matzah, you make sure that it's a matzah shleimu. The important halacha over here also, which is negay to lechem mishnah, and that is the Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph says that you're not going to say that a lechem shalom has to be mamish like an esrig. It doesn't have to be a shalom microscopically. Let's say you have a drop on the surface of the skin of the challah that peeled off. It's a davar shalom. An esrig, if you see a little bit of a discrepancy in the smoothness, you have to look at it with a magnifying glass. Make sure it's not a chaser. Even a microscopic chaser is still chaser. But over here, the shear that the Gemara was kaveya is that one echod mi memches can't be missing. Something is called a davar shalom as long as it has 47, 48. That was the shear that was kavua in the lechem of those days, lechem nachtoim. And this, by the way, is true by lechem mishnah also. The lechem mishnah doesn't have to be an esrig. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Here we're dealing with an inyan that we learned in Mishnah Vav, and that is, we learned over there that you can be ma'ariv b'schiyo, you can be zeicha for everybody. I have a big challah, and I want to make the eruv chatzeres for everybody in the chatzer. There's 15 people that I want to be mishatav in the eruv. They don't have to be zeicha in the challah. Somebody could be zeicha for them. We learned over there who does have a yad, who doesn't have a yad. It's really a chosh mishpah topic. There are kulas because Erevin is the Rabbanon, so now they instituted kulas and who can be zeicha, who can't be zeicha. Picking up that theme, over here we're talking about not where somebody was zeicha by picking it up. The best way to be zeicha is I want everybody in the chotzer, in the complex, to have a chelik of the Erev, so I give it to somebody else to pick up, to be koine for them. Zochel adam shalei befanov. Listen to what we're talking about over here. Noisin Adam Mo, he gives a coin, a small coin, lechenveni, ulanachtoim, either to a store or to the banker where the challah comes from originally, kideshi yiska loy eruv. He's telling the nachtoim, he's one step ahead. They're going to come, they're going to buy a lechem, or let's say he's Reuven. Shimon is going to come ahead and buy a kikar lechem, and Shimon is going to be zoiche in the lechem for everybody else. He says, when they come and buy a lechem, I want to pay you. He doesn't want to take matonis. He wants to give a small coin, for his chelik of the erev. Kadesh Yiskaloi specifically, privately, as part of the communal erev. So it works. Divir Beleza. V'chacham Maimrim. Loi Zochu Loi Ma'osof. His money was not kind of him, a shutvis in the erev. What's the noise? So here we have to introduce a concept from Bava Metzia. Chazal say, this is the way we pass in the Gemara, even though it's Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Shlokish, Reb Yochanan holds Dvar Torah, Mois Koine. This is a famous sugi in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin. Midai Raisa, if I pay a storekeeper for apples, tomatoes, anything metaltalin with kesef, the halacha is I'm Koine. Even though I didn't pick up the apples yet, as soon as I make an order, and as soon as I place the order by giving money, the halacha is I'm kind of the chafetzim. Chazal saw that it creates a little bit of a mikshul. If I pay for something, I don't have possession, so he could be negligent in getting that thing to me. He could be negligent in watching it. Loshen Chazal, Shema Nisifu Chitecha Bo'aliyah, the stuff that's by the storekeeper could get burnt because the storekeeper doesn't care anymore. It already belongs to the person who paid money. Memele Chazal were mevatl, Kinyan Kesef Mimetaltlin. What they said in essence is that you're not koine by Metaltlin until you take physical possession of the Chayfetz. By Kaka, it's obviously not Shaykh, because by Kaka, you can't take physical possession. If I pay the owner of a house for the house, I can't take physical possession of the house. So by Kaka, we know that a Kaka Niknis, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazoka. But by Metaltlin, they were Mavatl Kinyan Kesef. And now in its place, all you have, there are other kinyonim. You can make a kinyon sudar, you can make a kinyon chalipin, but as far as the kinyonim of kesef versus meshicha, hagbo, the kinyonim, which mean the physical possession, only those kinyonim work. Now, the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Pei Aleph says that at certain times they wanted that shopkeepers were overburdened with orders before Yom Tov, L'tzarech Mitzvah. That's when everybody comes to buy meat for Yom Tov. So at certain times, they Arba Parakim Hashana, they mevatel the takana, and they went back to the original din of kesef being koina. That means before Yom Tov, if you come to a butcher store and you pay for a chelik of the behemah, you're already koina. You don't have to be mashuk the behemah. That being said, what we have over here is machlekes tanoim, whether that would be true also l'gabei neiriv. If I go over to the Nachtoim, to the Chenvini, and I pay for my Chelik of the Erev, can Zayn, that Tzorich Mitzvah, it's a Chosh V'zach, to be Ma'ar of Eruv HaChatzeres, so Memel, the Kesef is Koine. That's the Shita Rebbe Lazer. Kedei Shizko Le'erev, V'chomem Lo'y Zochu Lo'y Ma'isev, his money was not Zoyche for him, a Shutfis in the Kikor. Why? Because money is not Koine. Moses not kind of midrabon. They weren't mevatel vir takana letzarech eruv v'chatzes. Now the Gemara says the follow up of this is now that he said that he wants to pay his way for the eruv v'chatzes. He doesn't want just that when somebody else comes on behalf of all the residents that yener should be zeicher for him. So he wanted to pay. So now he excluded himself from everybody else. So Meli is not part of the eruv. He's left his kerech mikan and mikan. And on that, the Mishnah says that when you stuck left without an Erev, if you did this thing of paying money and you excluded yourself, only if you went over to one of the residents, I'm sorry, you went over to the Chenveni or the Nachtoim, to the baker, the one who's providing the baked goods, and you paid him money, well, you want to go straight to the store. You don't deal with people. You don't want to be part of the Tzibur. You want to just go straight to the store, okay? The Maisi, you weren't Moishechit. You weren't kindness, so maybe you're not part of the Eruv. However, what happens if you go over to one of the people in the Chotzer? He's not a baker. He doesn't have a grocery. And you say, I want to pay. So then all you're saying is, I want to be part of the communal Eruv. I want to be together with everybody else. I don't want to take a matnas chinam. I want to pay. So there you're excluding yourself. How about not? So on that, the Mishnah says that even according to the Chachamim, Umoidim b'shar kol odom, shezochu loy ma'isov. It's not so much zochu loy ma'isov, but it's more that when they're ma'ariv, they should include him, and he's rather paying money for it. Not that his money should be kind of him as a separate ma'isa kinyan. She'en ma'ariv and lo'odim ela midaita l'ma'isa, the way the Erev works is, it has to be with the consent, with the haskama of the people involved. So in the reisha, he's going back to the reisha now, where you don't want to be part of this chiyah, you want to be zeichim, part of the Erev yourself, with your own money, straight in the back of the, you're not part of it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. The Gemara explains that these words, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, is going on an idea that we had in Mishnah Zayin. Over there was Mavur, that if you want to include co-members of your Chotzer, that is, you had an existing Erev from week to week, and there were 9 residents, and now a 10th person moved in, you want to include him. So, you're including him. You can now use the chotzer properly on Shabbos. What happens, however, if he's open to another chotzer? His bayis has a doorway on the other side of his house to another chotzer. If he's going to be ma'uruv here, be ma'uruv there, it's not such a pashta schus for him. So over there, the Mishnah says that if there's new members of the chotzer, tzarech lo hidia, because there's a tzad choiv. So look how the Mishnah says, Bamed Var Mamurim. And the way we're explaining the Mishnah is Mavur in the Gemara. B'shem Amiroim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says it's common in Mishnah, is Rabbi Yehuda says the words Bamed Var Mamurim, he's not coming to argue, he's coming to be Mefarish. So he's being Mefarish that we say Tzorch Lohidia, that you can't say Zoch Lodim Shalai B'fanav when there's a Tzad Choyiv. That's by Eruv Yitchumen. Eruv Yitchumen, if you want to establish an Eruv for somebody, that he could go another 2,000 Amos Letzad Ma'ariv, by definition, he's not going to be able to go 2,000 Amos Letzad Mizrach. So it could very well be that he very much wants to go Letzad Ma'ariv, but there is a Tzad Choyv. Same way, you can know that somebody is very much wanting to buy a certain item, At the end of the day, it's not a complete schus, because lamaisa, you have to pay for it. Whatever you buy, you have to pay. A matana, to be zoicha for somebody, zoicha ladam shalei b'vonava, mitzia, no price. But most things in life, no pain, no gain. The only way to get something is by paying for it. To buy something for somebody that he has to pay, there's a tzad choyv. You can't do that as a zoicha ladam shalei b'vonava. Eruv itchumen also, there's a tzad hefzid. He gains on one side. There's pain on the other side. He loses $2,000 on the other side. You're giving somebody the ability to carry in his chatzah. Therefore, ma'arvin ledaitoi v'shaloi midaitoi. Both if you informed him, you didn't inform him. Lefi shezochin la'odam shaloi b'fonov. Ve'ein chovin la'odam shaloi b'fonov. Schi, a person could make for somebody, afilu shaloi b'fonov. A choiv one cannot make for somebody, shaloi b'fonov. And like we said, the Mishnah Zayin that says Tzorach Leidir by Ruvi Chatzeres is talking about somebody who there's a tzad choiv because there's another chotzer on the other side of his bayis.